Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Toolmaker, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sane Man, I want you to discuss specifics with some issues I have with the trades. The biggest one is how poor the training is in these fields. There's a lot of nepotism and lack of respect for young males trying to learn these fields. I've seen young guys trying to learn, but they get fired for minor mistakes. I went through some of this personally. There's a lack of patience from society with millennial and Gen Z men in these fields. Many I know left these fields to adopt a simple minimalist lifestyle or to build their own business and side gigs. If you do the trades, do it because you like working with your hands, not because someone told you that it's a good idea. Many guys in the younger generations are not having families, also less willing to break their backs in the trades. Thanks. Well, Toolmaker, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I've known millennials that got into the trades, then as quickly as possible moved their way into management, instead of doing all the back-breaking work. I can't really say much about safety and training, but there's a massive push to get guys into those fields, because the older guys are retiring, and we're about to have shortages in men that work with their hands. No one is going to tell you, though, that working with your body intensely for 5 to 10 years is going to wear down your cartilage, and there's a good chance you'll injure your back or some other body parts. Men are seen as disposable, and companies are willing to pay what appears to be a decent salary on the front end, but they aren't telling you about the cost of your quality of life on the back end with regards to injuring yourself. Even though I technically work all day as an intellectual and write all day, years of stress exacerbated my autoimmune conditions. So stress on the mind or stress on the body will have a negative impact if you do things long enough. That's something that no one will tell you, and when a guy hurts himself, usually he keeps his injury to himself, because he has to man up and protect his pride and company's profit from that. So the alternatives to the trades are the gynocentric corporate world, or starting some kind of business for yourself, or doing gig work, or basically not doing much of anything. A lot of the time someone that runs a small business like me doing videography and photography for clients is in fact gig work. I'm moving from one small job to the next, but keep in mind you don't have one boss. Instead, each of your clients is like a mini boss, and you have to constantly keep asking for referrals and finding new clients. It's not like a job where your business finds you your work, and you just show up at the job and do it. If guys want to find out if they're good at working with their hands and enjoy it, then they should take wood shop, mechanics, electric or carpentry courses in their high school. That way they can see if they enjoy it or are any good at it, before signing up for community college. I took photography, video, and computer classes before I ever went into my media program degree. Going into media today is a lot different though, because I see AI is going to replace a lot of the creative jobs as well as side gigs. Most photographers, especially stock and product photographers, will probably be out of business. AI is starting to generate and video and edit it too. So getting into that field would be like getting into the horse and buggy business, just as the automobile was becoming popular in the early 20th century. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to most jobs in the future will be in the trades clown world show. I predict that things like DoorDash will disappear with automated cars. Overseas video editors will be replaced by artificial intelligence. As for plumbers and carpenters, it's a lot harder to get rid of them unless companies create something like a modular 3D printed home. But even then, they have to still repair them from time to time. But those are coming at some point as well. The truth is, being a young guy today, you're not going to have the same opportunities that people had in the past, regardless of what field you're going into. Also, don't forget that many of the typical trades workers around here, at least, are extremely lowbrow and simple, sort of salt-of-the-earth kind of guys. There isn't all that much creativity in the trades as there used to be. So if you want to have intelligent, intellectual conversations, you're not going to have them with the average mechanic, unless that guy's a business owner too. I find many successful business owners as being both cultured and practical. But if you're an employee surrounded by the average worker, it's usually a dull environment, unless you really like fart jokes. Also, younger guys getting into the trades don't typically understand the Gen X and Boomer, as well as older working mentalities. We expect perfection and competency right off the bat. And if you didn't provide it over the last 20 or 30 years, there were tons of other employees ready to take your place. But I suspect that mentality is going to have to change now with all those worker shortages. Also, many guys would break their backs, as you mentioned, Toolmaker, for a family. But now they aren't having them as much, so just doing a basic job of survival seems to be a lot more appealing, or doing nothing at all, and sitting in their parents' basement. Besides that, even if you want to go ahead these days with houses doubling in price in only 3 or 4 years, it's like you're riding a bike trying to catch up to a Maserati. You know, it's impossible because with every passing moment, the car keeps getting further and further away. In today's Not So Mystery Link, the guy in it talks about the same psychology and uses the example of a mouse and rat playing a game with the ball. The rat always wins on account of his size, but the researchers found that if the mouse didn't win at least 30% of the time, then he would quit the game entirely. A big reason guys are walking away from the rat race, no pun intended, is because they see that no matter how hard they're pedaling to get ahead, they're still falling behind. So they say screw it, and they stop trying. The more of them quit trying, the less labor is available, and the more the cost of labor goes up, increasing inflation. So unless you reward men with access to women, eventually the cost to run your civilization becomes too great, and it crumbles, because the cucks you hire are too expensive. No one cares about men, and you'd think they would as prices rise and men check out, but they still won't, because as we all know, to women most men are invisible. Let's see if they're still invisible when the toilet needs to be fixed and it's $500 per hour. Now, if you want to own your own business, you're going to have to be humble and willing to do grunt work in your own company. But you also need to have a high IQ, but more importantly, you need to have tons of self-motivation and energy. If you're lazy by default unless someone tells you to do some work or else you'll get evicted or some other consequence, then trying to live off a small business is not for you. Especially in a field where you have to use new technology and have to produce new products or services constantly. Plus, you're not going to be very good with money and constantly coming up with creative ideas to lower the price of the product or service to compete with others. In the Not-So-Mystery Link, the guy in it is a business owner, repairing computers and doing computer hard drive data recovery. But even he says that it would be impossible for him to start the same business today because it's a lot harder with regards to money. Over the last year or so, besides not pushing myself too hard for health reasons, I've also been taking it easy because I've made money on Bitcoin in the last few years, rather than working, and I have assets now that I'm putting into tech stocks as well. So the goal is to get to the point where you have enough money working for you, or you grow your business large enough so that others are working for you, so you can slow down a bit. I've learned that as an entrepreneur, you can't keep going at full speed ahead your entire life, unless you want to stroke out or get some other issues. But if you work at a job in the trades, gig or anything else these days, it's excruciatingly difficult to get ahead. Even professors and doctors are struggling in Toronto to buy a single family home. The only advantage I see to the trades is that they're a lot safer when it comes to the AI now replacing those jobs in the immediate future. But as you were insinuating, Toolmaker, because our society has violated its social contract towards men, there'll be shortages in those areas for now until automation starts to bring the unemployment rate up in a big way. And then men have no choice but to go into the trades and break their bodies to make a buck. It almost feels like all of this is by design, destroying the relationship between the sexes to lower birth rates because AI would be taking most of the jobs in the future. The creation of inflation as well through worker shortages that'll make life unaffordable and destroy the middle classes and social mobility. Would I choose gig work or the trades if I had to start all over again today? I would go gig work and push myself hard for a number of years, until I had enough assets to invest in tech stocks and Bitcoin. That's what I did with most of my surplus wealth over the last 10 years or so. This last year I've been chilling out and not too worried about making money from YouTube, as much as before, because I suspect going forward, I'll make 2 or 3 times as much a year with assets instead of YouTube. I'd also suggest being your own boss and a small business owner if you're an introvert, because dealing with people can oftentimes be super tiring. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Toolmaker for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that one day AI takes women's jobs, and then they'll have to smash their way into the trades and try and take them from men. Bang that bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that get fired from their corporate jobs and then try and get you to choose them as your car mechanic away. So enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.